A June 20 email from the town of Gibsons to Coast Reporter has noted an update to the proposal for redevelopment at 565 Gibsons Way. Initial steps to permit 6, originally listed in the staff report as 8, housing units where one now exists are slated to come before Gibsons Council on June 20. And a public hearing may not be one of those steps. On the agenda for a town committee meeting and special council session Tuesday is a staff report on the first steps to permit 2 duplexes containing 4 primary residences, 2 with secondary suites to be built at 565 Gibsons Way. At committee, staff are to present options for waiving the public hearing. Should the waiver proposal receive support at committee level, council would be asked to consider endorsing that action the same day. That would require the town to notify the community that a bylaw amending the lot's zoning will be subject to votes by council and outline how comments on that potential change can be submitted. What's proposed at the site? The rezoning would amend the property's use from single, duplex to cluster residential, allowing a density increase over the 5 residential units currently permitted. The proposal here is to include rentals at the site, and that is something I'm excited about, Gibsons Mayor Silas White told Coast Reporter by telephone on June 19. The report states, this zoning amendment fills a housing need in Gibsons with infill housing providing both rental units and family housing in a gentle density building form. This zoning amendment is consistent with the official community plan, and therefore council may proceed without a public hearing, which may expedite the rezoning approval process. Also noted is that staff considers the design and density to meet the density provision as it is generally consistent with the intent of the land use designation. The building setbacks and height are also met. 2 double garages and uncovered on-site vehicle parking is proposed. The duplex units are to have 3 to 4 bedrooms each. The developer has offered a community amenity contribution of $10,000, an amount in line with town policy. Adjusting engagement in the strategic plan. In 2022, the province introduced a Housing Supply Act, which mandates municipalities to establish housing targets and for the province to take action if housing targets are not met. On June 4, the province released a list of 47 local government jurisdictions identified as in need of increased housing. The communities included in the list have the BC's speculation and vacancy tax in force. The Lower Sunshine Coast does not have the speculation tax. While not included in the initial list of communities that the province is monitoring to ensure they are doing what they can to address housing supply issues, White said, the province has made it clear to all of us, local governments, that they want us to really quicken the process to add housing. We do want to make sure there is ample opportunity for people to provide input into this proposal. I find most people dislike public hearings. I am one of them. They are very one way. There is no space for conversation in the way that they are legislated. White said in the updating of the community's strategic plan, council is looking at how to move away from one-way formats for public engagement so that we can have more community conversation around important issues like housing. A draft summary on strategic plan renewal discussions is also to be provided at the June 20 council meeting.